Mr. 22. Airline behind. You often thought about it. You're a business traveler. You sit there waiting to board the aircraft and you think, God, look at that over there. That looks sweet. Look at that over there. Oh, that looks nice. And then you get on the aircraft and you sit next to somebody with a kid who's crying in your ear or some old bat with a mole on his nose. And you're hating life. But what you need to do is always get to the check-in gate half an hour before the flight, at least. And then you can stand there and you befriend the guy behind the counter. You say, look, I hate to fly next to some old geezer, somebody with a kid. Do you mind, I'm going to stand off to the side here, and when a pretty girl traveling alone goes in to get her seat assignment, I'll give you a nod, and you make sure she's sitting next to me, all right? Maybe slip the guy a saw buck or two, you know? So sure enough, you stand there smoking your camel, and here she comes. Looking sweet. Tight tuckers. Tatas akimbo. Nice. You give him the nod. You get on the plane.
Hello.
And sure enough, hi there. How you doing? Let me just get my suitcase in the overhead rack. Yeah. All right, yeah.
Excuse me.
Excuse me. You ever notice the way, no matter where you sit, and the drink cart is always at the other end of the plane? Doesn't it drive you nuts? I mean, doesn't it make you want to go kablooey? I just happen to have a chilled bottle of wine with me here. Can I?
Oh, would you care to share that with me?
I'd be happy to. Sure, that's the whole idea. You know, I always sneak a little on board. I figure, you know, why wait for them to come down here with those stinking little bottles and you only get half a sip? Here we go. Oh. You like,
Oh, that's nice. Thank you.
It's Mountain Cadet. Yeah, real nice stuff. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. We always call it Mountain Cadet.
Thank you.
That's all right. Hey, drink up. That's nice. Okay. Oh, God, I've been enough.
What's wrong?
Well, it's...
What's the matter? Tell me.
Well, I feel funny about it, but I just...
Well, share it with me. And we're sitting next to each other.
You look just like my ex-wife who just passed away. And I just...
Give me your hand. I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yeah,
was it sudden?
It was very sudden, very unexpected. And I thought I'd take a trip, you know, to get away. And when you know, I sit next to somebody who looks just like her and brings back...
It's okay.
Well, the memories come back and...
I know. Let me give you a touch here.
God. Oh, God, I wonder if I could maybe steal a kiss.
What? Oh.
Just one kiss, just to see if I was like...
Sure. Just put your lips over here, baby.
I'll tell you what, let me grab that blanket from the overhead rack and put that in my lap, if you wouldn't mind, and all right, here we go.
Oh, that's nice and warm.
Here we go. Yeah. There you go. Oh. No, we won't have anything there, Miss Stewardess. Yeah, we're all set over here. She's sleeping. Oh, that was nice. Thank you. Let me give you my card, and that way you'll be able to call me when you get to town, and we can light up a dinner, and it'll be wonderful. I just sure enjoy the flight with you. It was a wonderful... Well, let me get myself on the overhead rack to make sure you give me a call.
Well, sir, we hope you enjoyed your flight today on Blauman Airlines.
Yes, you're the pilot. Hey, a very nice, smooth job.
Thank you.
See that lady in the red hair?
Yes.
Carrying a bomb. Better have her arrested, okay?
Don't
let her get off the plane.
Have you no shame?
The Greaseman on DC 101.